digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Hassan isn't happy about Taylor's response to the ultimatum.
If he wants to take it up with President Taylor, he can do it when he's...
Put your gun down.
Umar, what are you doing,
Mr. President?
My life or tens of thousands. I couldn't live with that.
What if they blew up the bomb anyway?
At least I've tried to stop the attack.
We've got less than 5 minutes. We gotta move.
Mr. President, you can't trust him!
Don't move! Hands where we can see them!
Is he still alive?
Yes, ma'am.
Where is President Hassan?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me!
They have Hassan. We have the bomb.
The bomb's at Amsterdam and 93rd.
We know that President Hassan was handed over approximately 10 minutes ago.
Do we have an ambush point yet?
Yes, intersection of 161st and Amsterdam.
CTU is following you.
Can you find me an exit?
There's one between 158 and 159th. Parking garage.
Damn it, they've made us. Braking left, they're impeding braking left. I've got to be going back into the garage. Coming straight at me, damn it!
Taryn launches his SUV over the multi-story parapet.
You know where to go.
Hassan is drugged and stowed in the boot of a car and driven away by a woman with peroxide blonde hair.
You got Hassan?
No. The driver managed to transfer Hassan to another vehicle before I could get to him. Someone inside CTU's got to be tipping him off.
It's only a matter of time before this gets traced back to me. I need to get the hell out of here while I still can.
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Dana Walsh walks with studied calmness through CTU. As she passes reception, a security guard speaks.
Excuse me, Miss Walsh. I need to see your passkey.
What's this about?
It's a new security protocol because of the EMP attack. Nobody gets in or out without personally being cleared by Mr. Hastings.
She presents her card with a tight-lipped smile. The guard inserts the card into a reader. His screen flashes, exit clearance denied.
I can't let you through. You haven't been coded out.
Well, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to my car.
I'm sorry. You'll have to talk to Mr. Hastings.
Hastings is in the middle of a crisis. It'll just be a couple minutes. No one will even know I was gone. Look, I just want to go get my migraine meds. Please don't make me beg.
The guard relents under her charm offensive.
All right, tell you what. I'll have one of my men run out to your car, grab your medication. Give me your keys.
You know, that's fine. Your men are busy enough. I'll talk to Hastings.
You sure?
Yep.
She holds out her hand for her card.
Thank you, Jim.
Dana walks jauntily away, glancing darkly back, however. Hastings stares at a huge screen. The little car containing Hassan is filmed leaving the car park.
Only one car left the parking garage 1 minute after the crash. Northeast exit, a blonde woman was driving. Hassan was probably in it.
Can you track it?
No, it left the satellite grid.
Damn it. Put out an APB on that car.
Yes, sir.
Scan the NSA server, see if they picked up any chatter.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hastings, the president's on line one. She'd like an update.
Great, thank you. Madam President, Brian Hastings.
Mr. Hastings, I saw the crash. Please tell me President Hassan survived.
Actually, we just learned that President Hassan was not in the vehicle.
I don't understand.
During the pursuit, we believe he was switched to another car. We're trying to track it now.
Then he's still alive.
It appears so, ma'am. If the terrorists wanted him dead, they would have killed him on sight.
Must have another agenda. I don't even want to speculate on what that might be.
We will keep you apprised, Madam President.
Thank you.
Taylor's brow furrows. She walks next door to where Dahlia and Kyla are fretting.
What is happening? Is my father alive?
We think so. But he's still in the hands of the terrorists. Now, CTU is searching for him now.
Then there's still hope?
Yes.
Excuse me. Madam President, the Russian foreign minister is outside. He wants to speak with you.
I'll be right there. I can't imagine how hard this is for both of you. But please know that I'm committing every resource at my disposal to finding him.
She squeezes their hands and smiles, then moves out to where stands a gaunt man in a suit. 704.
Mr. Novakovich. What can I do for you?
Thank you for seeing me, Madam President. I know that you are very busy.
It's all right. Please.
Can I assume there is no change in the status of President Hassan?
I'm afraid not.
Then he is still being held by terrorists.
For now, yes.
Are you hopeful that CTU can recover him?
We're following a lead now, and yes, we are very hopeful.
What is the nature of the lead?
I'd rather not get into specifics. You'll be told the second we know more.
Madam President, I need to stress that if Hassan is not found, his government will be in disarray. The peace agreement will have no chance of success.
I'm aware of that, but there's no point in speculating on the worst-case scenario. We're not there yet.
I just want to make our position clear. If Hassan dies, there is no agreement.
If I didn't know better, I think you were hoping for that to happen.
Madam President.
You believe this treaty weakens your influence in the region. Your country has been looking for any excuse to pull out.
I realize you are under a great deal of pressure, but there is no reason for these baseless accusations. My country has been more than supportive. We are here, are we not?
Perhaps I spoke too harshly. I just don't need you to remind me how perilous this situation is. I do appreciate your support, and I hope that I can count on it until we find President Hassan.
Of course, Madam President.
7:06. Renee walks purposefully through CTU to where Chloe sits at her workstation.
Chloe, can I talk to you for a second?
Chloe follows Renee discreetly into the corridor.
I've got a problem. Jack thinks that someone inside of CTU is working for the terrorists.
Why does he think that?
They must have been warned that they were being followed. That's why they transferred Hassan to a different car.
Yeah, that bothered me too. And then there was a satellite glitch that happened earlier.
What glitch?
The glitch that allowed the terrorists to get away in the first place. It was a little too unlucky, especially for us.
Jack recovered Taryn's cell phone from the crash. If someone did call and tip him off, we can get the number off the memory. Jack's on his way back to CTU now. He wants you to call him on a proprietary line so he can upload the data.
All right.
Go.
Chloe returns to her desk. She presses some buttons, looking gravely at her screen, then up to Renee.
I'm ready to receive. I'm calling Jack now.
Miss Bauer?
Jack, it's Chloe. Renee filled me in.
Good. I'm going to upload the cell phone data to your station. What's your ID number?
91770.
91770. Chloe, it's encrypted. You're going to have to work fast.
Dana appears at the glass door of Hastings' office. He waves her in.
Excuse me, sir. I need to access your workstation.
What for?
I want to make sure all the parameters reset properly after the EMP.
Can't that wait?
No. If the parameters are off, we could lose more data.
How long?
A couple minutes.
Go ahead. Hastings.
Mr. Hastings, it's Chloe.
I need to talk to you at my station. It's important.
What is it, Chloe?
I'll explain when you get here.
I'm on my way. Let me know when you're finished.
As soon as Hastings is out of the door, Dana speedily inserts her card into his machine and brings up her details. Hastings comes down to where Renee stands by Chloe's workstation.
All right, what is it?
We think someone inside of CTU is working with the terrorists.
What are you talking about?
They switched Hassan to a different car because they knew they were being followed. Jack recovered Taryn's cell phone from the crash. Chloe's decrypting the data right now.
Who the hell is it?
The data's coming in now. It'll take a second. Okay, there. These are all the calls that Taryn made in the past hour.
That's one of ours. It's one of the cell phones NSA provided to us right after the EMP hit. Who was issued that phone?
They were logged in by hand. Hold on.
Chloe crosses to fetch a clipboard. She brings it back to her desk and goes through it. Hastings hangs over her shoulder.
It's Dana's phone. Where is she?
7:09. Dana walks briskly.
I checked with Hastings. He cleared me through, Jim.
How's that migraine?
Worse than ever, thanks to you.
Sorry about that. Just doing my job.
This time, the screen flashes apprehend on sight.
Stay where you are and keep your hands where I can.
Dana shoots Jim and uses another man as a human shield until she can make her getaway.
Security monitor's main screen.
Hastings watches grimly on the monitor.
We need a medical team to the main entrance.
What's going on? Why is there a 112 out on Dana?
She's working with a terrorist. Just shot two security guards. She's trying to leave the building.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you talking about?
We traced the call from her cell phone to one of the terrorists. She's been working with him, Cole. What the hell did you know about this?
Nothing, sir.
She just entered the parking garage.
She's heading for the north end of level 2. She's going for a car.
Cole!
Cole!
Notify security. Lock down the exits.
Dana runs through the underground car park, pursued by several security men. Leaving the cover of a parked car, she runs to a pillar and continues firing. She runs out of ammunition. She puts a new clip in and shoots, then runs off under heavy fire. She gets into a car, the window of which has been shot out. Crouching low, she drives off at speed. Cole appears in front of her. He shoots out her front tires and she crashes into the rear of another car. Cole vaults over a car to get to her.
Get out of the car now!
He yanks her out by the hair.
Who are you, lying bitch? Who are you? Cole! Let her go! Cole, let her go.
Cole holds the pistol to Dana's face.
Let her go.
Duty overcomes his desire to kill her and he tosses her aside in fury.
Where's Hassan? You're gonna talk to me one way or the other. I said, where are they taking Hassan?
I want to talk to Jack Bauer. You want answers? Get Bauer.
Get her out of here.
Dana, bloodied but still defiant, is led away by a pair of guards. Seven-12. End of part one. Hastings and Cole watch on a screen as Dana is handcuffed in a chair and wired up to a machine.
If her name's not Dana Walsh, then who is she?
Her real name's Jenny Scott. At least that's what she told me. I don't know what to believe anymore. But she says she did some bad things in her past. That's why she had to change her identity.
What bad things?
She was involved with a felon. They committed some armed robberies. Someone got killed. That's all I know, but it's not relevant to finding a son.
You let me decide what is relevant and what is not. Why in the hell didn't you report any of this?
Well, I just found out about it a few hours ago.
That is not an excuse.
I know, sir. Guess I was just trying to protect her. I wasn't thinking straight.
So when you and Dana, or whatever her name is, went AWOL, what was that about?
It's a long story, sir, and it won't help us find President Hassan. I'll make a full debrief once this is all over, but until it is, please, let me stay on duty. I know I screwed up, but I've been running Hassan's security for the last month. Give me a chance to make this right.
Hastings looks long and hard at Cole.
Hastings.
Sir, you wanted to be told when Jack Bauer got here? He just arrived.
Send him to interrogation.
Yes, sir.
You get over to debrief.
Sir, you need me on this.
I need people I can trust. You want to make this right? Then start by getting down everything you know. Then we'll talk.
Hastings leaves. Cole looks devastated. Dana sits, retaining her icy composure. Renee and a technician watch her on a screen. Jack arrives.
What's happening?
You were right. They had someone inside a CTU. Dana Walsh. She's an analyst. We checked the phone data you sent over. She's the one that called Taryn before he crashed. She must have warned him that he was being pursued.
Anybody know who she really is?
She's not saying anything until she talks to you.
Me? Why?
She won't say.
Jack, are you up to speed?
Yeah,
I just spoke with Agent Ortiz. You know he was her fiancé.
Well, that would explain a few things.
He doesn't know much, only that she had some kind of criminal past and altered her identity to infiltrate CTU. Not an easy task.
Well, she obviously had help from someone.
However she did this, we need to find out.
You think Cole's clean?
I think he's telling the truth. But after this, I'm not sure I trust my own opinion. I thought I knew Dana Walsh.
Cole's clean.
Why does she want to talk to you, Jack?
Oh, no. It just met her today. But I think we should find out, don't you?
Open up.
7:19. Jack takes off his jacket.
You stand down for now. Just so we're clear, as far as I'm concerned, I kept up my end of our deal. Nuclear rods are recovered. The only reason why I'm still here is because I gave President Taylor my word that I would protect President Hassan.
I know.
Okay, thank you.
Jack heads into the room alone.
Biometrics ready?
Yes, sir.
The door slides down after Jack.
They said I was the only one you wanted to talk to. Why?
Because you're the only one here who doesn't have his head up his ass. So let's not waste any time. You want President Hassan, I can get him for you. I know where they're taking him. I know what they're planning to do.
What do you want?
You know the drill. Full immunity, clean record. And I want to be compensated.
Compensated?
When you get these IRK agents, you're going to get your hands on their cash. I want my share. I lost a lot of money when this deal went south.
You're telling me all this is about money?
Isn't it always?
Jack narrows his eyes in noble disbelief.
If I'm going to take this to the president, I need proof that you know something worthwhile.
Well, in about a half an hour, you will have all the proof you need. Hassan's head.
You little bitch.
He grabs her throat and pushes her to the wall.
Let me explain something to you.
Damn it, Jack.
The only reason you've got any leverage right now is because President Hassan is alive. So stop screwing with me!
They are going to force him to make a statement, and then they're going to kill him. Live over the internet. So I suggest we stop haggling and you start making this happen.
Fine. I'll take this to the president. But you better understand that if we don't recover President Hassan alive, you get nothing. Nothing.
It's why I asked for you, Mr. Bauer. It's part of the deal. You're going to handle this operation. Hassan is heavily protected. I need someone with your experience running the show. There's been enough screw-ups for one day. Don't you think?
Earlier you said you lost a lot of money because the deal went bad. Who was supposed to pay you?
Tick-tock, Mr. Bauer. You're running out of time.
Jack turns away in disgust. The door is raised, and he comes back out to join Renee and Hastings.
So what do the biometrics say?
Autonomics are stable. No deception.
I wouldn't put much faith in those readings. She's a sociopath. She cannot be trusted.
Renee's right. This isn't just about the money for her. She's hiding something. But given the time frame that we have, we need to follow through with this.
How do you want to play it?
We need to call the president.
7:23. The small car turns into a side alley in what appears to be a predominantly Muslim neighborhood. The blonde maneuvers round into a parking space by a chain-link fence, on the other side of which a man stands waiting. The man pulls out his phone and comes to meet her, looking up at a man standing on the roof of the building. He opens the boot and the woman snaps a file of something which she wafts under Hassan's nose. The president stirs. They remove his covering and pull him to his feet. They lead him through the wire fence and down some steps. They open a door into the building and take him inside. The man speaks into his phone. We're here, on our way up. A small boy appears carrying a football. Get out of here, go and play somewhere else. I said go. The boy runs off. The woman pulls off her wig.
Hassan is here. They're bringing him up. Samir, we should kill him now. The entire city is looking for him.
It's not enough to kill him. We need him to confess his crimes, renounce his lies.
The longer we delay it, the better the chance the Americans will find him and try to rescue him.
He will never be rescued. He will die right here.
Samir.
Samir turns and looks at the disheveled figure of Hassan. He gestures with a flick of his eyes for him to be seated in front of the national flag. Hassan is pushed down into a chair. Samir crosses to him.
Do you remember me? I was a young man when we met. You were a general in the Revolutionary Guard. I had the honor of briefing you on our operations in Abul province. You were a great leader then. What happened? Why did you turn your back on our country?
It is you. You who has betrayed our country.
No. I'm fighting to keep us strong. You have chosen to surrender to the West.
It's not surrender. It's an honorable peace that will strengthen our country. I do remember you. Do you remember the campaign we fought to secure the perimeter of Kabul?
Yes, I do.
The other general said I was leading my men into defeat. But we fought for a long days. I believed in my heart that victory was possible. And I was right. I'm not saying I'm never wrong. But I believe just as strongly in this peace agreement. All I'm asking is that you put your faith in me once again. I implore you to stop this madness.
Samir has been looking almost chastened, but now lashes out, bloodying Hassan's lower lip. He leans in, close and threateningly.
The next thing you say will be an apology to every citizen of the IRK. You will beg forgiveness for your treason. And you will renounce the peace agreement.
That will never happen. I'll never do that. I will never do that.
Oh, you will. It just depends on how long it takes and how much pain you can endure.
Samir flicks his eyes to the bomb maker, who now picks up a fearsome syringe and crosses to Hassan. Hassan winces as the needle is stuck into the side of his neck. 7:28, end of part 2. Part 3, 7:32. President Taylor walks with Tim Woods.
This immunity agreement's made out to Dana Walsh, but it's my understanding that's not her real name.
Well, the lawyers are aware of that, ma'am. They say the agreement will hold.
Too bad. I thought for a moment there we had a way out.
I'll get these to see to you right away.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Taylor enters Ethan Kanan's private hospital room. He turns to her as she walks to his bedside.
Ethan.
Still here, Madam President?
Are you going to be all right?
I'll let my doctors field that one. They're running tests.
Good.
Madam President, what's the situation with Hassan? Is he safe?
They have him, Ethan. The IRK agents have Hassan.
Oh, dear God. They're gonna kill him.
Not if CTU can get there in time. There's a rescue operation underway.
They know where he is.
They will shortly. The terrorist had someone working for them inside CTU. An analyst named Dana Walsh have agreed to a conditional immunity deal in exchange for her cooperation.
Conditional on what?
Omar Hassan's safe return. Ethan, there's a real possibility Hassan won't survive this. I hate to even think about it, but we have to be prepared. Is there any chance that the person who succeeds Hassan will be someone we can deal with?
The IRK Constitution is vague when it comes to succession of power. There's no telling who'd take his place. Besides, Hassan barely was able to form a consensus in his own administration. It took a man of his charisma and passion to achieve that. I'm sorry to be so negative, Madam President, but we have to be realistic. Without Hassan, there can be no peace.
Taylor winces. 7:34 at CTU.
They're ready to start the briefing with Dana, or whatever her name is. Arlo?
Yeah, I heard you. You worked with someone for a year, you think you know them. How did we all miss this?
I always knew there was something wrong with her. She was a little too perfect, but I never imagined she'd be a terrorist.
Well, I should have seen it. She was acting weird all day. Maybe if I'd been looking in the right spot, like somewhere in the vicinity of her face, I might have noticed something useful.
She played us. Get over it.
Cole Ortiz sits alone in a side office writing. Hastings comes in.
Sit down. I'm only telling you this because you're going to find out soon enough. Dana's been given provisional immunity by the president.
What?
She's providing us with intelligence as to the whereabouts of the people holding President Hassan.
I don't care what she's providing. She's a traitor and a murderer.
Cole.
You can't let her walk, not her.
Stop. I know you've been burned. Professionally, personally. Get over it. Jack Bauer's heading up the operation to rescue President Hassan. He wants you on his team. But Dana is briefing the group. Do you have a problem with that?
No, sir. I'm fine.
Hastings returns Cole's weapon.
Good. Stand by outside the conference room.
7:36.
His name is Samir Mehran. Before the IRK planted him here, he was a soldier with the Revolutionary Guard. Altogether, he has about 6 men left. You killed the rest.
Jack stares at schematics of Samir's hideout.
You're absolutely sure that's where they're holding Hassan?
Yes. The entrance to the tenement is on Holland Avenue with exits to the rear and east side. He'll have at least a couple lookouts stationed.
What's the apartment number?
I don't know.
What's the apartment number?
If I knew, I would tell you. Somewhere above the first floor.
What makes you say that?
Because the building is populated. Some families. Samir will want to use them as human shields in the event of a frontal attack.
We've got what we need. We have to move.
Secure the prisoner. Take her to holding.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Get your men and assemble them in the motor pool.
Dana pauses, looking coolly at Cole as she is led away.
Let's move. Let's go.
7:37. 7:41. Dahlia and Kyla wait in an agony of suspense. Hassan sits woozily, his head drooping. He is tasered and falls to the floor. A bomb maker and another man drag him back to his feet and then into the chair again. Samir slowly pulls another chair up and sits, looking intently at the president.
Just read the statement, Omar. Put an end to this. This is only going to get worse. Tell the people you've made a terrible mistake. Atone for your sins.
You are wasting your time. I will never do what you ask.
Samir looks at him with his small, hard eyes. He stands pressing the taser device hard into Hassan's abdomen. He bends down, looking closely at Hassan, who swoons with the pain.
Read the statement, Omar, or I will start cutting pieces from your body.
Whether I live or I die, this peace will happen somehow. And men like you will have no place to hide.
This peace dies right here with you!
He crosses to the bomb maker.
You said the drug would break down his resistance.
It should be working.
Give him another injection.
Any more could kill him.
I don't care. Do it.
Samir, we can't continue this forever. If you won't read the statement, we must think of something else.
He will break. I know it.
He's stronger than we thought. We need to accept it.
The bomb maker prepares to inject Hassan's arm.
Stop. Prepare the internet feed.
What are you going to do?
I will tell the world of his crimes and carry out his sentence.
Hassan watches as Samir pulls on a black balaclava. Tim Woods talks to President Taylor.
Madam President, I just got word from CTU. Their tactical team is approaching the staging area. They also have real-time uplink. Dahlia and Kyla Hassan have asked to speak with you. They're in the waiting area.
7:44, President Taylor walks up to the two women.
I was told you found my husband.
He's being held in an apartment building. CTU is preparing to go in after him.
Do they know if he's still alive?
We believe that he is, but we can't be sure. We have our best men in the field, and they're going to do everything they can to save your husband's life.
But you cannot guarantee that he will be saved.
I'm afraid not. But I assure you, we are going to do everything we can.
Thank you, Madam President.
Madam President, we need you in the Situation Room.
We'll know something very soon.
She places a comforting hand on Kyla's cheek and then joins Woods.
NSA just red flagged a live feed going out on the internet. It's President Hassan.
Taylor glances back to see Kyla sobbing.
Let it through.
President Hassan is a traitor to his country. His belief that we must capitulate to the infidels nearly condemned our people to a life of subjugation. What follows is a list of his crimes. You will see that he deserves the harshest punishment. Hassan is tortured and set his bulldogs on other leaders of the society, the scholars, heads.
Does the video give us any clue to Hassan's location in the building? And other
eminent. Look at the shadows behind his head. The light coming from the left is natural light. It's a window.
You sure that's daylight?
Yes, the light temperature is 5,600 degrees Kelvin. That's the building where Dana said Hassan is being held. Based on the angle of the shadows, they're in an east-facing apartment. By the height of the surrounding buildings, around the fourth floor.
Sir, the drone is in position. There are two lookouts on the roof.
Pass me through to Jack.
7:46. Jack's team round the corner into the alley leading to the hideout. They pull aside into a kind of carport area.
Bauer. Jack, we've got a good fix on Hassan's location. We think he's in an east-facing apartment on the fourth floor. We also confirmed two lookouts on the roof, both armed, north and south corner.
Copy that.
You need to hurry, Jack. The terrorist is running a live internet feed. He's reading a list of Hassan's so-called crimes. As soon as he's done, he's going to execute him.
We're at the staging area. I'll let you know as soon as we're moving in. Is this everyone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Cole, I want you and your team to take down the lookouts. I want coordinated kill shots, and I want you to cover the perimeter as we move in. Charters, Bank, you're going to be with me. We can use audio surveillance to locate the apartment where they're holding President Hassan. I want all of you to silence your weapons. The only way this operation works is if we take these terrorists by surprise. They get a sense that we're moving in on them. President Hassan is dead. I don't have to tell you what we're up against and the significance of this operation. Trust your training, and let's get this done. Check your comms. We'll meet at the rally points in 2 minutes. Renee, I need to talk to you.
Renee follows Jack to where he walks a short distance aside.
Yeah.
I want you with me on the assault team.
I thought you wanted me running ops.
In order for this to work, I need every agent with experience I can get. But you need to understand this goes against every instinct I have. So you need to promise me that you'll stay right behind me and you'll do exactly as I say.
Okay.
No, I need you to promise me.
I promise.
Get ready.
Renee looks ever so slightly flaky. 7:48, end of part 3. Part 4, 7:52, weapons are trained on the hideout. A CTU man targets one of the men on the roof.
Target A acquired.
B target moving towards you. 20 feet. 10 feet.
On my mark.
Cole waits below to get a bead on one of the lookouts.
Now. Lookouts are down. You're clear.
CTU, we're moving towards the building now.
We see you, Jack. It has become a tool for truth hiding, misinformation, and propaganda for his regime.
A man uses bolt cutters on a section of the railings. Jack arrives. On his nod, the railings are lowered. He clambers over the wall and into the compound, followed by Renee. He sweeps the area with his pistol.
Openly supports the masked poisonous vipers of America.
They gain entry to the building.
This man is not our president. He's an arrogant pretender who would sell our women and children to the infidels and the imperialists of the West. His terrible crimes against our people demand retribution. We are not terrorists, as President Taylor and our other rats would label us.
An Arab man appears. Jack raises his gun.
Don't move. Federal agent, get down on the ground now. Get down on the ground. Meister.
Get down. Get down.
That all.
As the man fails to respond, Jack shoots him clean through the heart. His instinct was good as he finds a powerful pistol in the man's pocket. He seems to do something to disarm the gun and places it on top of a cabinet.
Hastings, we just took a hostile out on the second floor. Are we still good to go?
Yes, Jack, you are still good.
Copy that. We're changed now.
Corruption and promiscuity over our country and bringing back foreign domination to the Islamic Republic of Khanistan. This is the dog that we sent to speak for our country. He's Taylor's puppet!
7:54, Jack and Renee move along a landing. They crouch down as one of the team sweeps the various apartments with a device which feeds into a sound wave analyzer on Chloe's computer. The man with the device looks at Jack and shakes his head. Jack beckons him over to what seems to be the right door.
Take action. Executing this dirty, sold-out element.
Jack and Renee take up positions either side of the door. Jack applies a lock-picking tool to the handle. He opens the door with infinite care, his silenced weapon at the ready. They enter to find a young girl in a headscarf demurely sitting on the sofa, drawing. Jack gestures to her not to speak.
It's all right. We're not here to hurt you. Where's your mommy and daddy? One more word, and I will kill you.
A young woman appears. They bundle the child out. The woman sits on the sofa.
Taylor,
Jack, looks like Samir's wrapping it up. You need to get in there right now.
Renee keeps the woman covered while Jack advances into the next room. He pulls open a closet door. Seven:56. Jack discovers a false door behind hanging clothes. Renee keeps an eye on the young woman.
Taylor and her country want to strip our nation's drugs and all defense capabilities.
Jack heads through into the next apartment. Renee spots on the floor a peroxide wig. The headscarfed young woman on the sofa is the driver of the small car. She reaches under the cushions for a gun, but Renee gets her first and then runs to join Jack.
Make my subordinate. Hassan's own feet, you would lie in
front. I have a visual on Hassan. Ready to engage.
Jack shoots the bomb maker and the other man, and also Samir, who returns fire from a small machine gun. Jack turns, bewildered, to the computer screen.
If your homes were occupied, we have thousands of volunteers who
no.
are willing to give their lives to our revolution.
No.
He sought to create his hollow, soulless nation.
Jack turns in horror to see Hassan, his throat slashed and his eyes glazed.
Try to rise up. Take back.
Jack gently reaches out and pulls Hassan's head forward. He places a hand over his eyes to close them. Renee crouches on the floor in horror, looking at Jack, who seems close to breaking point.
Our country demands justice. Omar Hassan shall pay with his own blood.
Oh.
Taylor watches the recording.
Oh. Jack, talk to me.
The statement was pre-recorded. He was dead before we got here.
Hastings's face crumples. Chloe stares blankly. Arlo looks forlorn. Woods and Taylor stand in shock.
Oh.
The screen on the wall shows the murdered Hassan.
Call CTU. I want to know what the hell went wrong. And clear the screens.
Dahlia and Kyla sit in the waiting area beside themselves with tension. Taylor emerges. They rise to meet her.
We were too late. We weren't able to save her.
Dahlia dissolves in tears and takes the sobbing Kyla in her arms. 8 a.m. The end.